In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, there it is. Go marching in.
Yeah.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
We're not copying off the midday show.
Oh, do they sing it?
No, they do. Yeah. They sing Eastbound and Down.
Oh, oh. We were the first singers.
Yeah. Wait till the morning show is singing.
Yeah. Keep waiting.
I will say this. Today is fine because it's the day after the game.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a long way to go.
I know. I'm just trying to celebrate.
Come on.
I think the day after is perfectly fine.
And I'm celebrating my arrival to the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's about time.
No, you stop it. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Never too early to book that holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. Book now for November or January and get a party upgrade. Visit chickiesandpetes.com. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Curious what your guess is going to be on this, Ike. Here is the question. Which of these three is the best free agent signing? Saquon Barkley, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
It is a good one.
It's Bryce Harper.
It's still Bryce.
Yeah, it's still Bryce.
What do you think the vote is, though?
Well, Saquon.
Okay, all right.
It's the day after an Eagles game.
Yeah, what do you think the percentages are?
I would go 44%.
59% Saquon.
Ooh, wow.
Now, you have to give it to Bryce because it changed the outlook of the entire franchise.
Yes.
But so.
And he's been here longer, and he took the team to the World Series.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, those things already happened.
Jack, you didn't put Paul George?
I was trying to find the Sixer.
Yeah.
And I was like, Elton Brand was 2008.
Elton, yeah.
Philly Max.
Yeah.
And I didn't know a flyer, so.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Could have put Alshon. Alshon was there last night. It was good to see the Super Bowl hero. This is my guy, man. This is my guy. I don't care.
Ike was never an Alshon.
Yeah,
I was not a big Alshon.
Yeah. I've never seen Eagle make two catches like he did in the Super Bowl.
Well, I agree with that. I wouldn't say ever seen, but it's two pretty good catches.
Well, given that I've only seen two Super Bowls.
It's two pretty good catches, though.
Do you believe in the Eagles as a Super Bowl contender? Where does this Saquon season sit as far as all-time Eagles individual offensive seasons? Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP.
MVP, MVP. What's going on, fellas?
What was that voice?
Yeah, why were you whispering?
Yeah.
Are you on a golf course right now?
Not in Nebraska.
I am at work.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say.
Just like when I was in the nursing home, my grandfather giving you an Eagles chant. Anyway, obviously the obvious answer why we're so excited about Saquon, but can I just talk to you about our quarterback and the number one defense in America? It's not the world. I hope Hugh is listening. Defense is not a luxury, fellas.
Not for this team.
Defense in the league. In the league. The number one defense with an offense you can't stop with a weapon X, not talking about Dawkins. God, I haven't been this excited since Allen Iverson 2001. Okay?
Wow.
Even though I was only 8 years old. I mean, the level of
Do you know how much has happened since 2001, Louis?
No,
been to three World Series.
Two Super Bowls.
Three.
Three
hey,
Super
guys,
Bowls.
Guys,
yeah.
Louie, rein it in, pal.
Yeah.
Guys, the reason why I said Allen Iverson is because we have a bona fide superstar that is to the face of the league almost, okay? That's why I'm so excited today. And then our Jalen Hurts, Completing 70% of his passes. I mean, that's a quiet game that he had.
That's what elite QBs do.
Yeah, people don't talk about
that. That's what I'm saying, guys.
When you have an elite QB, what you do is when you get down there in the red zone, you just don't let him do anything over and over and over again. That's what you do with elite QBs.
Hold on, we had a red zone touchdown.
Yeah, come on, you threw a dime to AJ.
By the way, what the hell are the officials looking at?
It was a tough night for the officials.
I mean, the guy literally got 4 feet down before he went out of bounds.
Well, and the Isaiah Rodgers pass interference to keep that game alive was insane.
We did seem to get a nice kiss from the officials with letting Nick Sirianni switch whether he is.
I don't know what that was all about. Yeah,
I was telling Jack. I swear I saw that happen earlier this year. I think with the Steelers.
Oh yeah.
But I think and nobody in the booth on TV at least knew what the rule was. I mean, I don't know if there is a rule whether you can take it back or not, or what the time is. Like, if Sirianni said this to him, and obviously they let him switch after a few minutes, if it obviously can't be a rule, because what if Sirianni went, nah, yeah, you know what, I'll accept it. Just in a second.
Well, he should have said no take backs.
Yeah, no takesy-backsies.
Yeah.
Hey, I.
Yes.
This when I get you on the lesson tee, this is how your golf game is going to feel. You're going to be making fairways, you're going to be hitting greens, and you're going to be making putts, baby.
Oh, that's
what
I'm talking about.
The Eagles are going to do, and I'll see you in Paradise City.
Couldn't find a fairway
like
Saturday.
Eating gumbo. Eating gumbo, baby. Let's go, birds!
Yeah, there got to be some golf courses down in New Orleans, right?
I wouldn't think about golfing in New Orleans.
No?
Not during Super Bowl week.
Yeah, oh, okay. We got work to do.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Come on, Spike. We didn't even golf in Phoenix, and that's a great golf
You
town.
Didn't?
No.
Wow.
Well, what do we have free 5 or 6 hours?
Now, the show did start at 11 out there.
Yeah, this show will be starting at 1 in New Orleans when we're doing it. You could get around in early round. Mm-hmm. Look, all right. All business. I got you. Well, you know I'm good with that.
Let me tell you, I tried to play Saturday. I lasted 9 holes, man.
Oh, come on.
What's the matter?
Dude, it was windy and cold out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the tough part about fall
golf. A little much.
You're not committed to the grind like I thought you were.
Mm-mm. Well, and plus it rained on Friday, too, so it was a little soggy.
And it was cart path only.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
So Brandon Graham.
Spike can relate.
Yeah, of course.
Spike's ready to move on.
Yeah, I am. Brandon Graham is one of one for a lot of reasons. And as a player, as a guy, and we're going to play you what he said last night after the game. So here's what BG said.
I'm out for the rest of the year.
For real?
No, you're not. Right here.
Yeah. What happened?
What happened?
Tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow. Tore my tricep. But, man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the missing. The missing still the missing. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I said I trust God, I trust God. So, man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading the team, you know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
Now, I think anyone would have guessed that Brandon Graham is a tougher person than I am. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, if I tore my tricep, I would not sound nearly as pleasant as Brandon Graham sounded last night. Like, he looked at peace, but still smiling, still encouraging teammates, all that sort of stuff. He was having such a great year, and if this ended up being the last year, what an amazing year it would be. You know, most players anywhere, the end of the last year of their career isn't usually a super productive one, but he had been great this year. I think the big question is, and we'll get into what BG will decide what he wants to do next year after rehabbing this, is what they do with those snaps. Because he had become so important, not just from leadership perspective, but on the field, especially with Bryce Huff being out as well, too. What do you think they end up doing? Is there a scenario where Milton Williams is an edge? Is there a scenario where you line up Zach Bond there? Is there a scenario where there's somebody on the practice squad? What do you think they're going to do with those snaps?
I would imagine they're going to go out and sign somebody over the next day or two.
You think there's somebody floating out there?
Yeah, there's guys on the street. You got Yanni Ngakoue, who's out there. Who else did we say?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
JPP is out there. Randy Gregory. You know, somebody that can come in and play maybe 15 or 20 snaps. That you need another body. You need a body that can hold up against the run. Putting guys like Jalix Hunt, Zach Bond. Like, BG was a stout run defender and an edge setter. That was the problem with Bryce Huff. That's why he wasn't out there on rundowns.
Right.
So you're going to need to have somebody out there who can hold up against offensive tackles and tight ends and still be effective. They may have to get by this week, but I'd be surprised if Howie isn't on the phones or scouring to find a body to bring in.
Well, Yannick is on the Patriots, by the way.
Yannick is on the Patriots? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, and one of the things that I think
SpotTrack needs to update their free agent list.
I agree.
Available free agents.
Get on their ass.
Yes.
The hell's going on with them? I think them rotating the way that they have this year, too, has given guys like Nolan Smith a chance to, when he's out there, I think, go as hard as they can, because nobody's playing a ton of snaps on the edge right now. So we'll see. But he will be difficult to replace, really difficult to replace. 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
He's asleep.
Yep.
He's snoring. That's pretty good.
The show's like 40 minutes old.
No, listen to this for
you. Great job by Buzz today.
He just woke up.
Shh. Joe. Honey.
Saquon.
Well, it was a late game last night.
Oh, boy.
Is that all I want for Christmas? Right. Is you?
I'll put Joe on hold.
Yeah, Joe's got a lot going on.
Come back to him in a little bit.
Yeah, Jack, why don't you tell him about National Appliance Warehouse?
I thought you wanted me to talk to Joe off
no,
the air.
No, it'll give Buzz a chance to do his job. You'll talk about National Appliance Warehouse, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Eagles.
Man, if you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you have to get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold professional look, while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. What are you laughing about?
You'll find out in a second.
I'm so impressed with Gen Air. You have to trust National Appliance Warehouse's knowledgeable team to guide you through selecting the perfect appliances for you, and always at the best price thanks to Price Assure. It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, save 15% instantly when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell him Fritz sent you.
So we thought it was Joe snoring in the Northeast. It turns out it was someone else. Joe, you want to tell everyone who was snoring?
I'm not snoring. I don't understand what's going on here.
Who was snoring, though?
I don't know. Listen, I checked on my girlfriend. She's sleeping.
Anyway, that's a hefty snore for her.
Now, my beef is with you, Ike, or Spike.
Which one?
Ooh.
You picked the Eagles to lose by double digits last week.
Yep,
your predictions. And now, listen.
Joe, are you missing the bit here?
Yeah. How long have you been doing this, Joe?
Yeah. Joe, they're undefeated when I pick them to lose by double digits, so that's what I do.
So that's a good thing?
Yes.
Because I usually, when I write on Facebook, I write book it. When I write book it, they always lose.
I'm glad we got that.
But listen, man.
Yeah, I picked them to lose by I started picking them to lose by double digits. I think it was the New Orleans game, which they won.
Yep.
And they are now undefeated. I believe they're 8-0 or 9-0.
Yeah, they haven't lost
it. You're on the same page. Keep doing that. Spike.
Okay, thank you.
For real.
Book it.
But anyway, when they signed Barkley, I was like, we had Swift. I loved him. I thought he was the greatest thing. And then, man, this is just unbelievable what this guy's doing. It's insane. 300 yards.
It's a different level.
255.
300 total yards.
I mean, 300 total at the end of the day. But, it's insane. Who does that? And for him, when you brought that up earlier, he was, 12th in the MVP voting. He's definitely the best player in football, without a doubt. And he's got one less game against Henry. Henry has one, I don't think he had his bye week.
They haven't had his bye week yet, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's comparing him to Henry anymore. I think
even close. Yeah. This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty dynamic. And as good as Christian McCaffrey was last year, I think Saquon's production is going to end up by far eclipsing McCaffrey last year.
And that's what I wanted to get to. Like, McCaffrey last year was unbelievable, off the charts. And how did he not win it is unbelievable. Like, come on, man.
Well, but you also had quarterbacks that were dynamic last year.
Yep.
And that's the difference with this year. Lamar, I mean, do they really want to make him a back-to-back MVP and a three-time winner?
It feels like Josh Allen versus Saquon.
It does feel like Josh, and with Jared Goff, like, nipping at the heels.
Again, but if Jalen's not going to get credit for what he does for the Eagles, then what does Jared Goff, why does he deserve
MVP?
Well,
if his team has the best record in the league overall, and he beats Josh Allen, San Francisco, like, he beats those teams.
Yeah, I guess it's how those games play out. Like, if they do what they do with Gibbs and Montgomery going for, like, 150 to 200, and Goff is throwing for
I'm with you. I'm with you. But we need a reason for them not to give it to the quarterback. It's like they want to give it to a quarterback.
Like, if Josh Allen's the one seed in the –
then he's probably going to get it. He's going
to
get it.
We need to beat Baltimore. Saquon needs to show out against Baltimore, get rid of the Lamar thing. And then we just got to – I don't think Jared – if the trajectory continues as the way that it does, I think Saquon will win it over Jared Goff. I think the two
he has
to get ahead of are – and by the way, they control – they control the Lamar thing, because if Baltimore, not only do we beat them on national TV, but they end up as 7-5, and then I don't think it's the same thing.
Nope.
But Josh Allen needs to lose a couple of games, I think.
Yep, no, you're right.
He will.
Well, all right. Thank you for the call, Joe.
Yeah, like Saquon has a little bit of an uphill battle, and it's because of the stigma of the award. To me, he should be the front runner right now, but you know they want to give it to a quarterback.
They do, but I also think maybe what's happening in the league this year will help Saquon as well.
I think that's part of it.
Because running backs now are, I think, a different profile because of what's happened with NFL defenses, what's happened with quarterback play sort of taking a step back. And I think the entire concept of only giving it to quarterbacks, I think that's going to be a discussion this week. And Saquon is forcing that discussion.
I completely agree. I think he's had that type of impact, and I'm glad to hear national people saying it, because that's really what you need.
Yes.
You need more national people talking about him in the MVP conversation. Last night was a great start. He's got a couple more games, high-profile games coming down the stretch. He's going to need to play big in. I think if he rushes for 2,000 yards, that's what we have to shoot for. He rushes for 2,000 yards, I think he's the MVP.
2,000 yards, the Eagles win 14 games, something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
He's been, and you really don't think this season,
because you need a milestone.
Yes, and 2,000 yards, even if you're playing 17 games, 2,000 yards is a milestone.
Yes.
You really don't think this season's better than 2017, Wentz?
Well, not if you stop right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but if he keeps this trajectory, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
because
Wentz didn't finish his season either.
Right.
Else he would have finished with about 40 touchdowns.
Yep. Non-quarterback wise, it's T.O.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, especially because the effect, that's the similarity with Saquon, is the effect that they had on an already good team.
Good team, yeah. I agree.
215-592-9494, Tom in Vancouver, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen.
Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Man, so envious of the Eagles right now, isn't he?
Well, why do you sound so down?
Yeah, what's the matter,
Tom? What the hell's going on? There we go.
No, I'm trying to be sympathetic with Jack. I'm very excited.
Oh,
no.
Okay. It's not about me. It's not about me.
No,
I'm thrilled.
No. Yeah, I think that Saquon, when we're looking at him, even though he's only been in Philadelphia for a very short while, we are witnessing, and I think this is why you're seeing that in the Twitter poll or X poll, whatever you want to call it, is that he's possibly the best athlete ever to have played the running back position. We don't know yet.
Well, did you see Barry Sanders?
Did you watch Bo Jackson play?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually heard some people played with Bo Jackson and saying that Saquon was actually better. So I think we're on track. He's not there, but the point is that this is a really potentially an historic season. We'll see. So I think that's what we're seeing in the poll. So I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, I listen, and I love – it's Jack and I been the real true running backs men here in the city.
Bijan first.
Fighting for Bijan, fighting for running backs, wanting a bell cow. I love the way the city is now on board with a running back.
Oh,
I ain't heard for years. Your dad is the number one person that I love listening to now talk about Saquon. Because before then, you could shake a tree and find a running back. You don't need to take a running back, girl. Yep.
You'd have to shake a lot of trees to find Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley,
and you know what's beautiful about this, Spike? Is that when they mess up Bijan down in Atlanta, we'll bring him in to replace Saquon.
That's true.
And, Spike, you know, when you were talking about the penalty, I think maybe what you were thinking of was when Mike Tomlin in that snowball game on Thursday, when he changed his call. Right.
That, I think that's what it was, because I've only watched a couple of Steelers games this year, and that was one of them.
By the way,
yeah,
that might have been one of the worst coach games I ever seen Mike Tomlin have.
Oh, the
Browns
game.
He must have
made
at least three or four bad decisions in that game as a coach.
I do think he changed his mind in that one, too.
Yeah, he did change his mind. He went from a 3rd and 7 to a
fourth and 2.
It was a 3rd and 2.
No, he went from 4th and 2 to 3rd and 7.
Yeah, it was exactly. And that was potentially the reason why the Steelers lost the game. I mean, to give another QB who's known for throwing long bombs and taking these risky throws, to give him another chance like that was crazy. And during that game, when he made that call, I actually said to myself, if Sirianni were the one to have made that call and then the Eagles had lost that game, can you imagine how he would have been roasted?
Yeah, well, Nick had a couple of moments that last night that if they had lost that game, I was ready to. I'm going to fight about this. Well, I think we'll talk about it later. Thank you for the call, Tom. The end of the first half was weird. So they didn't call timeout after they sacked Stafford. And then they, instead of getting the ball back with a minute, they end up with the ball back with 33 seconds. And then they end up calling timeouts each time there. So if you wanted to save time, the right way was to call that timeout first. And we won't know, but the QB draw on 4th and 7, if you're going to, at the end of the half, if you're going to just run a play, let them run around for a minute and throw a, but we don't know if they called that or if Jalen checked to that. Yeah.
Well, let's blame that one on Jalen.
Yeah. I have no problem blaming Jalen.
They need to take the design QB runs and throw them out.
No, I think they're okay generally.
Now you want to throw the QB runs out?
No, I'm fine when he breaks the pocket and does it. It's just like third and seven also in the red zone he did it as well and got stuffed?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple times last night where I was like, this feels like too much.
Would you rather he throw it?
Well, listen, I do trust him running the ball more.
Okay, all right, there we go. 215.
They're going to get him killed.
215-592-9494. Do you believe in the Eagles as a Super Bowl contender, and where does Saquon's season sit all time as far as Eagles offensive seasons? Coming up next, I think this is an Eagles montage put together by Wechter, a montage that relived last night. This is a fun one to relive. So we'll play that for you next. And no Sirianni today. So your calls.
Oh,
Nick will talk tomorrow.
Man.
Late flight.
Dang.
So we don't get to hear if Elliot gets the first question.
We don't get to hear eight minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, today, it would have been just a straight
ramble session.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're the one.
So your calls, no Nick. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.